My dear friends, how you know we have our preaching team. This is the third week and we have two more weeks. Today's our focus on love others. So today I would like to talk about, let's see how connect these two, love God and love others, how goes together. The word love we use the most often in our life. We say we like, we love food, we love music, we love arts, we love so many things, so many insignificant way we are using that word love. But it can also be used to refer to the deepest of relationships. So no wonder it's so easy for us to miss the type of love God calls us to express towards, not just our favorite people, but toward all people. We have to admit that when we hear the words love others, we only love those who are lovable. We exclude the person who really annoys us, who gives us a hard time, and who doesn't pass the standards of our love button. So don't say that you are not capable of loving, because you are. You are created by a loving God, and love is in your being. You only have to act on it. So to be in love is to be standing in a different space. Love is not what you do, it's how you do it. It's obvious who is in love and who is not. When you stand in the state of love that Jesus offers, you live inside of a different energy. You are not entirely self-preoccupied. Because love is not something you decide to do now and then. Love is how you are. Your basic foundation existence is love. Love, like forgiveness, is a decision. It is a decision in your mind and in your heart. So when you are not in love, you will use any excuse you can to be unhappy. And love has so many levels. Just recently I was in the restaurant and I saw at my left side a young couple sitting at the table and they are texting hopefully to each other. Then I looked at my right side and I saw a middle-aged couple. They hardly say anything to each other. They were silent and quiet. Then I saw an elderly couple and they were holding each other's hands. Different kind of love. This is something we call it as committed love. Love God and love others. This is our mission. So if you are here this morning and you feel like you don't know what God wants you to do with your life, you know two things. Love God, love others. In that order, we get this right, all the other things fall into place. Get this wrong, and most things will go wrong for you. So loving others is second in importance only to loving God, because loving others is just an extension of loving God. Or other words, loving others is the visible manifestation of loving God. There is a reason why Jesus said, The second greatest commandment is like the first. If we love God with our heart, we will love our neighbor as ourselves. It functions like faith and works. If we truly have the first, the faith, the second, our works naturally follows. But if God is not the love of our life, there is no way that we will truly love our neighbor as ourselves. How we love others reveals how we love God. God is very good at designing things this way. Our faiths reveals by our works. Our creeds are revealed our deeds. And our love for Him is revealed by our love for others. To truly love, we must first know God. Love starts with God and ends with God because God is love. We see this in the first letter of John when he writes, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love," he says. All God does is out of love. He loves perfectly. And because we are made in God's image, we can love. Love isn't something is derived from within us. It is radical. It is supernatural. For the kind of love that God calls us to, that must come from Him. Our love for each other has great implications. Therefore, Jesus says, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So loving your neighbor as you love yourself, we all do have neighbors. Loving our neighbors doesn't necessarily mean the people around us or those are in a neighborhood. Our neighbor is the people within our reach, whether we like them or not. They may be our actual neighbors. So loving our neighbors means living the golden rule, which is to do to others as you would have them do to you. And who demonstrated that so perfectly for us? The saints. For example, Mother Teresa, when she was serving the poor, showing her love to the people. So loving others can be extremely difficult at times. A common phrase to refer to those people that we constantly find ourselves challenged to love is extra grace required people. We tend to think of love as primarily an emotional response. But the kind of love God calls us to have for others is the same kind that He has for us. And again, who are those people who are illustrating that kind of love, that agape love, that sacrificial love? The saints, for example, Maximilian Kolbe, who in the concentration camp sacrificed his own life for someone. He knew that without sacrifice, there is no love. It is agape love, the essence of which is sacrifice. So God's love for us is a sacrificial love, the kind that sent Him to the cross for our sins. He didn't save us because we were lovable. He saved us because he love caused him to sacrifice himself for us. So love is the very essence of the gospel, and Jesus Christ is our model. His life was a legacy of love. So when you look at the cross, you see how God loves you. The cross is equal with love. Do we love others enough to sacrifice for them, even when they are not lovable? Loving others is a matter of the will and not the emotions and feelings. When we make sacrifices in order to love someone, we get a glimpse of the depth of God's love for us. And we also reflect him to the world. So Jesus told his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you." So notice, Jesus didn't say, "like each other." Jesus didn't say, feel loving toward one another. He said, love one another. He commanded action, not a feeling. So when we love difficult people, those who are giving a hard time or choose to love even when we do not feel like it, we demonstrate our trust, our faith, our reliance on God, and allow his power to be displayed in and through us. Loving others is difficult because they are human, and we are human, and we are not perfect. But in this difficulty, we come to better appreciate the quality of God's love for us. And when we love others, in spite of their lack of lovability, God's Spirit shines through. He's glorified. Others are edified. And the world sees Christ in us. So we cannot love others in our own strength or power. In order to love as God loves, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says to the Ephesians, love is not merely an emotional response, and it is not something we can generate in our own. God calls us to demonstrate agape love to others, sacrificial love to others, to lay down your life for others. This type of love is a love that takes action and is willing to sacrifice for the benefit of others. So when we understand how much God loves us and allow him to change our hearts, we can more easily love others the way he has called us to. Practically speaking, this means putting others above ourselves, our perceived needs and our wants, that we look differently for each person, so a must-do list won't work. However, we will know if we are sacrificially loving others, because it's going to be a little painful. We may experience loss of time, sleep, money, energy, whatever it is, we will feel it. And that person who is being extended love will also know it. So we can admit today, we don't always want to love, but we can choose to. And I encourage you to choose to love, to embrace our parish mission, to love God as the highest goal of our love, and love others when you lay down your life for your neighbors, not just for your favorite people. So we thank Jesus who died on the cross for our half-hearted love. He loved perfectly in our place. And by God's grace, we will grow in loving others. Amen.